This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now to Egypt, where tens of thousands of protesters have returned to Tahrir Square in Cairo. They're responding to the country's recent presidential election between a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and a candidate tied to the former president, Hosni Mubarak. The official results are coming out tomorrow, but the Muslim Brotherhood candidate is already claiming victory. And, oh, by the way, the military generals have just stripped the presidency of much of its power. For more, let's welcome back to the show Afarah Omran. He's a tour guide in Cairo, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, how do you feel about what looks like a power grab by the Egyptian military, not allowing the Muslim Brotherhood to take full power after an election it looks like they won?
Yeah, I am actually supporting the military, and I'm not with what the Muslim Brotherhood doing right now, especially when they declared after 5 hours from start count the voting that their candidate is the winner. So this is very strange, actually.
Okay, but you also did not support the Muslim Brotherhood, right? You didn't want them to win.
Yeah, I did not support them for many reasons, actually, yeah.
What is all of this uncertainty about the future there doing to the Egyptian economy? Is it functioning at the moment?
It is very critical time for the Egyptian economy, especially if you know that the stock market in 2 days lost about 15 billion Egyptian pound. And most of people, especially the investor from outside, they are a little bit concerned, especially when the Muslim Brotherhood declared that their candidate will be the next president of Egypt. Regardless where I'm working, like tourism, it's in a very bad condition right now.
Yeah, well, last time you and I spoke, you said that you couldn't go much longer without getting some business from tourists that were coming to Egypt and wanting to use you as a tour guide. How much longer can you go on like that?
Oh, you might be take about like 5-6 more months. I don't have received work since January 2011.
Wow.
I knew that some of the people who work in tourism start to sell their furniture. They don't have enough money to pay for the school for their children. There are some who already don't have money. There are some who did save some money, but the money will run out anyway. It won't be still forever.
Arafat Omran, a tour guide joining us from Cairo. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you, too.